Today's episode is about a beloved brother and friend in Christ who began to really struggle with health concerns. One of them was regarding some heart issues, and then there had even been this kind of ongoing fear regarding cancer. And what could have been just a normal concern was often turning into a daily torment that was putting him into a bondage. He's a younger brother, newly married with young children, so that exacerbated his fears of actually dying. To the praise and glory of God, we received an update message where God had spoken to him about his health issue and asking him to trust him through it. And he was able to testify that that fear and that torment that was keeping him in such bondage was now gone. Praise the Lord. May God bless you as you listen. Good morning, my brother. God bless you in Jesus' name. I wanted to reply to your message right away while it's fresh in my mind. And first of all, thank you for your appreciation. Praise the Lord for that. It's a privilege to be able to serve and encourage in some small way in you and Angel's life. So, brother, I want to tell you what I told Lisa yesterday. I told Lisa, I don't believe he's got cancer. I believe he's got fear, which is a cancer. And I believe the Lord is exacerbating the situation and wants to help him have victory in this area of his life. Brother, God could give you cancer if you have it. You could have it simply for the purposes of the Lord having you face it to get over it and to be able to stare these things that are so big. The only way to really put fear down is to face it. The only way to find out that you don't have to be afraid of Goliath is to face the fears and walking out on the battlefield with him. The only way to face the fear of being trapped and staying put or obeying God and being swept away, stepping into the Jordan or waiting at the banks of a Red Sea is to see it happen. The only way to face the fears of walking through walls of water on each side, knowing that they could come crashing down on you at any moment, is to actually do it. And fear is a bondage. So fear is one of those weaknesses that it's a sin, right? Because it falls short of the glory of God. It's the opposite of faith when it owns you. So a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him, whether it's love of money, filthy words that come out of your mouth. So whether it's an addiction to food, whether it's sexual immorality, spending time and money on things you shouldn't, you name it, wrong use of anything, and whatever the main sins are, when those things own you, that is a sin, and it's a complete contradiction to your existence, to your purpose for existing, which is to be in relationship with God and to glorify Him. So fear is going to be something that will make God jealous. It's something like any other sin that God sees is distracting you away from Him. When you have a bondage, you're a slave to fear, no matter what the Lord wants to do with you, He knows that you've got these weights attached to you, and you're not very much worthy to Him as a servant. I'm not saying you're not, just please understand, this is conditioned to all of us. We're all like this. We're not very useful to Him when we have a ball and chain around our ankle or around our neck, or when we're all chained up in some sin, in your case, fear. So the scripture says that the Lord has bound, in Hebrews, bound, there it is, binding up, putting in bondage. He's bound up all men to disobedience so that He may have mercy on them. And so from there, we see that there's a principle in the way that God works, is that one of the things He does is He puts you in some sort of a prison, like in Egypt, in order for you to really know Him as Lord, not just God, Lord, Deliverer. You have to be in something that you need deliverance from. There has to be a battle. There has to be a Goliath. There has to be a Pharaoh. There has to be an Egypt. There has to be the Pharisees. There has to be all the Jewish elders that hate your guts, and there has to be an Agrippa, there has to be a Festus, there has to be the pagans, there has to be these need to be delivered if you're going to know Christ as deliverer. In your instance, God has chosen for you to be in bondage to fear. This is not something that's outside of God's control. It's something that God has appointed for you. He allowed that experience when you were a child, like he allowed me to be in bondage to my fear of man, insecurity, and in bondage to pride. Perhaps years ago, you know, all those years I was in bondage to my self-sufficiency, to in bondage to my love of money, really a fear of man, what they thought about me. So there's a fear, just a different kind of fear, right? And the Lord allows these things, and they are what comes up without even him having to try. They are what is in our sinful nature. Fear is could be seen as idolatry because you're trusting in yourself for safekeeping in something. The fear says, God won't take care of this, I must. God can't see this, I need to see it. God can't fix or won't fix, I have to fix it. God won't warn me, I have to warn me. So fear, just like any of the other sins, it's pointing to the false god of self. And you can see how if you have a child, which you do, who is constantly in bondage to a toy, to a whiny whatever, to whatever, you can't even enjoy the child. They're like, you give a child a smartphone, you just lost them. Now they're in total bondage to that phone. They don't even look up from it anymore, right? Well, the Lord feels this way about all of our sins. And see that fear is a sin. You have sin inside of you. You have to see it as a sin, right? I mean, think about how many times the Bible says, do not fear. It probably says that more than it says, do not anything. Somebody once said that, and it's not true, I don't think, but that, you know, fear is in the Bible 365 times, you know, don't fear whatever for every day of the year. I don't remember who said it, but I tried to look it up one time and I didn't find that to be the case, but I didn't look too deep into it, but it's in there a lot. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. So you are at the core of this issue. You're battling sin. See it as sin. Forget about the psychology. Forget about the root. Forget about how tormenting it feels. God's allowing you to feel tormented, but it's a sin, right? You are in sin. I'm not, you know, gonna make it any lighter than it is. It's a sin. There's no other way to look at it. When you disobey God, it's a sin. So you have a sin problem. And the Bible says all of us have a sin problem. We're all going to be having these bondages to the flesh. Romans 7, the good I want to do, I cannot do it. No, the evil I do not want to do. Keep on fearing. Fear, 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 fear. This I keep on doing. So what you're missing in this moment, you're missing grace in this. It doesn't mean that you're not a good Christian. I think you're a beautiful Christian. I know you're a true Christian. I said as much to Lisa yesterday. But what it means is that God leaves these parts in you to wrestle with, to make you strong, to make him big, to make you weak, and to bring him glory, and to keep you in bondage to him, to come after him for relief, and to come after him for deliverance. So that's the way you would see this fear thing, is that it's just a sin that you must master. Look, God said to Cain, sin is crouching at your door and desires to master you or to have you. He says, but you must master it. Okay? God could say to you, Leo, fear is crouching at your door and desires to have you, but you must master it. Now, you will only master it by getting God's grace, because it's stronger than you. It won't go away. It's no different than a pornography addiction. There's people who are trapped and they just can't get out. It's a bondage that you cannot save yourself from. You couldn't get out of Egypt by yourself. I can't get out of America by myself. You have to have the help of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? The humility to know that you cannot, the faith to know that he can and will, and the patience to wait until he does. Remember the three pillars I've been teaching for years in the ministry? Humility, faith, and patience. And you cry out to God every day, Lord, I really want deliverance from this. Please, God, help me. I can't deliver myself. Speak out to him like that. And then let him see your faith, that you're willing to suffer when some fear comes, by putting it down or doing the exact opposite of what you fear, whatever it is you need to do to contradict that fear. I'm not saying that if you're afraid to jump off a bridge, you go jump off a bridge. I'm saying you need to contradict it in your heart with faith. Even if I have cancer, so what? I'm going to heaven. Even if I leave behind angels, so what? God's going to take better care of them as a result. He loves the widows and loves little children and the fatherless. You have to fight against the fears with the word of God, just like Jesus did to Satan. So let God see you fighting the good fight of faith and doing your part, and then you will see the grace come. Remembering, Christianity is a partnership. You can't do it all, and God won't do it all. It's a partnership. It is God who works in you to will and to act according to his purpose. But verse 12, Philippians 2, 12 and 13, you must work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Fear of God, fear of judgment. And the same thing with your bondage to the legalism. It's a bondage. The Lord is keeping you in bondage. It brings humility. It keeps you from looking down on other Christians who aren't quite as holy, aren't quite as strong as you are. Lisa recently was totally without grace for faith. And she was able to finally get to a point and say, wow, this whole time, my whole life, I thought I had childlike faith that it was in me. She says, it's not in me. I said, nope, it's not. It's in Christ. And when he takes it away, you quickly find out you're no better than anybody else. And so let the Lord continue to work that humility in you, that you know, I'm just as much of a sinner as the guy who's stuck in pornography. Don't look at the guy who's stuck in pornography as being a worse sinner than you. The Bible says way more do not fear than it says don't commit sexual immorality. Way more. And the greatest sin in the whole Bible is unbelief. So say, oh God, you know, and throw yourself at the mercy of God and know that he loves you. But he is a very thorough, wise creator who uses the very thing he wants you out of to get you out of it. He will use the devil to get the devil out of you. He will use fear to get the fear out of you. God is indescribably amazing. Indescribably amazing. And I don't mean to cast out when I say use the devil to get the devil out of you. I don't mean casting out demons. I'm talking about to get the devil of self out of you. God will use prideful people to get pride out of you. God will use unforgiving people to get unforgiveness out of you. God does things so completely different than what we do. He works with his left hand against his right. So he'll actually exacerbate your fears. I have no doubt that's what he's doing. That he is, see, he can't leave you in this where you stay spiritually handicapped for the rest of your life. So he has to turn it up. He couldn't leave me caring what other people thought. So what did he have to do? He destroyed my public reputation. Do you think I care what anybody thinks about me now? When you've been to the worst of reputations and people have said you killed your second spouse and buried her under the tiny house and that you abandoned your children and that you're the devil himself or one of his top agents or what have you, and you suffer and you lose your ministry and you lose your dignity and you lose all that, well, then the Lord used the fearful comments of men to free me from the fear of man. He didn't make me stronger. He made them stronger. He made the persecution greater. He's doing the same thing with you, Leo. He's turning up the heat on the fear so that it will come out, so that you can get to the root of it and be totally free. And when that day comes, you won't look down on Angel when she's feeling a fear or other people, and the Lord will use you and he'll turn this thing around and help you to help other people to find God's grace in ways that they currently are in bondage. Brother, that's all I have to say on that. I am really quite pleased to know that the Lord is at work in you in this way. And, you know, keep these recordings because they'll be a good reminder for you and an encouragement to your soul that you can recall that you were told of the Lord's unique ways in dealing with you long before, you know, and that you'll see that the Lord's ways are so wise they're almost in disguise. They're almost indescribable. They're almost undiscernible because we are looking for God to act in ways. Just take the fear away, Lord. Nope. How's the Lord going to take the fear away? He's going to increase it. How's the Lord going to get you free from sexual immorality? He's going to increase your depravity in it. How's the Lord going to get you free from being hurt by persecution? He's going to send more persecution. How's the Lord going to, whatever, he's going to use the very thing that he wants you free of to bring it to an end. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Humility, I cannot. Faith, you can, and I know you will because your word says it. And you got to hold on to the word. You need to go get some fear verses, and you need to have the Lord see you doing your part until the grace comes where you're free and you don't have to run to a do not fear scripture every time. It's in you. The Lord has established a track record. And when you get delivered, you're going to have a miracle of God's faithfulness that will do more for your relationship with God than ever had he simply just removed the fear. You'd quickly begin to think it was you that did it. And now you'll have a fight and you'll be in bondage to him and forever grateful, forgiven much, loved much. Praise the Lord.